It's The Takeaway. I'm Arun Venugopal. Since penicillin was first prescribed in the 1940s, antibiotics have been heralded as a miracle of modern medicine, saving millions of lives. But recent studies from the World Health Organization and the UN show that this miracle of science may now be steering us toward a crisis. The overuse of antibiotics in both humans and animals has led to the evolution of resistant bacteria that is no longer treatable by current medication. According to the UN, 700,000 people die each year due to drug-resistant diseases. And yet, the WHO reports that low profit margins have caused pharmaceutical companies to abandon antibiotic research and development, even as the need grows for new antibiotics to combat resistant bacteria. The UN estimates that without government intervention, there could be 10 million deaths a year from drug-resistant diseases by 2050. Joining me now is Gail Hansen, a consultant with the Antibiotic Resistance Action Coalition with George Washington University. Gail, thank you for joining me.
Thank you, Arun.
How serious is this problem?
It's a serious problem that we need to get more concerned about in a general way, because as you said, right now, worldwide, 700,000 people die of an antibiotic-resistant infection. And breaking that down to the United States, there's at least 35,000 people who die because of an antibiotic-resistant infection. That means an infection that isn't curable with most of the antibiotics we have now.
So does that suggest that as we run out of antibiotics that can treat some of these infections, that that number could grow?
The number could grow. The good news is Center for Disease Control and Prevention, or CDC, has been looking at this for a time, and they said that in the U.S. right now, we're seeing fewer deaths from antibiotic resistance, but we're also running out, as you said, we're running out of antibiotics that will treat bacterial infections. So we've seen a little bit of a decrease, but could that rise? Unfortunately, we sort of expect it to, because we don't have a lot of new antibiotics that are going to be effective.
Help us understand the science. How exactly do bacteria and bacterial infections become resistant to antibiotics?
There's a couple of different ways they can become resistant to antibiotics, and there's sort of the first way that most people think about is from mutations. That means that the bacteria changes enough so that the antibiotic no longer works against them. So that may be the sort of the first way that that happens, is that either inherently in the bacteria, it can overcome it because it's just one of those oddball bacteria. If the antibiotic is not killing the bacteria, that's the bacteria that will continue to grow and multiply. Then there are other ways for that antibiotic resistance to get amplified. And certainly when the bacteria divide, the ones that are resistant divide, that's one way to amplify it. So it's real easy for things to spread from one type of bacteria to another type of bacteria.
Now, penicillin only became widespread in medical use in the 20th century. Has this resistance, I guess, become an issue only in the last 70, 80 years?
Well, we've known about the resistance from basically from the time that penicillin was discovered. Fleming, who discovered penicillin, as you mentioned.
Alexander Fleming, yeah.
Right. Had said that even then he recognized that there was going to become resistance, that the bacteria, one of the things the bacteria want to do is they want to grow and propagate. That's their whole goal in life, is to pass themselves off to, you know, have further generations. So we started to see resistance early on, and Alexander Fleming even said that he was very concerned about antibiotic resistance even back in the 30s and 40s, that if we didn't use antibiotics in an appropriate way, if we misuse them, if we overuse them, that we were going to run into a problem with antibiotic resistance. And he was exactly right.
Studies from the CDC and Pew have shown that up to 30% of antibiotics prescribed in the U.S. are unnecessary. Why are antibiotics so overprescribed?
Some of it's cultural and historic, that people will ask for antibiotics when they have a virus, and antibiotics work against bacteria. They don't work against a virus. So if you have a cold, or oftentimes bronchitis, or there are several things that we think of as, oh, I need an antibiotic to get rid of that, but it's really a virus. The antibiotics work against the bacteria, but they won't work against a virus. But people ask their physicians for antibiotics. There's also there had been a feeling that, well, there's not a big problem with antibiotics, so let's give them just in case. Just in case there might be a bacteria sitting there. We're finding that because of antibacterial resistance or antibiotic resistance, that just in case is probably not a great idea. And then further in animals, we use antibiotics in animals, whether they're pets or for food animals, chickens, cattle, pigs. We use them for things other than just trying to treat disease.
In that regard, in terms of with humans, is there something that we as individual patients should be doing differently?
I think the big thing is if your physician does not or your healthcare provider doesn't prescribe an antibiotic, don't demand one. And if you are given antibiotics just in case, ask your physician, is this something that I need? Now, sometimes antibiotics are exactly what you need. Antibiotics do exactly what they're supposed to do in getting rid of a bacterial infection. So if your physician says you need an antibiotic because you've got a bacterial infection, you absolutely, or your family member absolutely does need that. If your physician says, this is really a viral infection, or I think it might be a viral infection, don't say, can I have some antibiotics just in case? Because there isn't a just in case. Trust your physician or your healthcare provider on that.
Gail Hansen is a consultant with the Antibiotic Resistance Action Coalition with George Washington University. Thanks, Gail.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Angela. I'm calling from Lima, Ohio. I had a lot of trouble during my pregnancy with my teeth getting infected. And when I was pregnant with my son, I had an abscess that had to be on antibiotics for so many months that they were concerned about the antibiotic resistance affecting me and my son. But he's been antibiotic resistant pretty much his whole life because of it. When he gets sick, he has to have the most powerful one that can get him, or he doesn't have a chance.
Hi, this is Cheryl calling from Stanford. Especially with my kids, I've been steered away from antibiotics by their doctor, and I appreciate avoiding medications when they aren't required. And then I have faith that when they are recommended, they're definitely needed.
Yes, this is Andy from Louisville, Kentucky. I don't need a doctor to tell me not to take antibiotics when I don't need them. I have a degree in agriculture.
It's always good to hear from you folks at 877-8-MY-TAKE. You can share anything you want to on any topic. This is The Takeaway.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.